everyone. Welcome to This Week at Shrouded, episode 45. We have two guests with us this week. Dunk and Mr. Wreck have returned to talk about not a lot going on in Destiny this week, but we'll get to some, we'll get to something. Talk about Iron Banner, maybe. Games to Give is live soon. That too, yeah. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit. That's something. A couple other things. Anyway, so we'll get the podcast started, though, how we get it started every single week by talking about what we've been doing. Oh, I got a close shot. I keep looking at it. There we go. What we've been doing in gaming and or in Destiny the last 7 days. Rekt, we're going to start with you. And what have you been doing? What have you been up to?
I finished my solo Flawless of Warlord's Ruin. So, you know. And then promptly the very next day, that was Monday. And then on Tuesday reset, all of those extra boosters worked out for me because I got my exotic. And then I got my catalyst done. So, you know, I'm now done with Warlord's Ruin. I need to do a little bit of farming for the bow or some specific roles on the bow, but I'm otherwise done with it. So there you go. I might end up being rank 11 again this season.
Oh my goodness. You want to know a secret? Listen, anybody who's not ranked 11 with a 7-month season, we've got some talking to do. But I still haven't done Warlord's Ruin.
Oh my god.
You haven't run it once yet?
I haven't even stepped foot on it.
Why not?
I don't know. You know, I've played Destiny more this season. Like the first 4 weeks of the 6 weeks, 5 weeks, how many ever weeks it's been? Six, right? Then probably all of Lightfall. Like, not like combined, but the first 6 weeks of the season I played the most this season. And I've been enjoying it. I've been liking it, but I've been focusing on, you know, things a little less intense. I say that, and I've been doing a bunch of platinum coils, but whatever.
I mean, I would do some. I would be playing some coils this week, but the modifiers this week are just...
They're bad.
They suck. They're bad. Attrition and coil is bad. No fun. Not good.
Yeah, that's fair. Anyway, I haven't played much at all this week, or at all. I can't even remember. But I got to get in there eventually, obviously. My point was I don't have the exotic yet.
Okay.
Because I haven't even got in there once to get it. What is the exotic?
It's a sidearm that gives you devour.
I was going to say, is it a sidearm? But then I was like, oh, wait, no, they got that rocket sidearm that's the legendary in there that everybody's trying to get.
It's a rocket sidearm.
Okay, so...
It's a special ammo sidearm that looks like a hand crossbow.
Yeah, okay, I remember that now that you're mentioning it. I thought there was a legendary sidearm in there that people wanted.
There is.
Oh,
there
my is. God. Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. So, both. Okay, got it. All right. They're both sidearms. Gross. Well, that's fine. I also don't have the exotic from Ghost of the Deep. But I did do that dungeon.
It rolls around next week. So.
Ooh, I can farm it? So excited. I've been on this weird kick where I want to beat as many games, like other games that I have, as possible. So I think that's part of the reason why I haven't done the dungeon yet either. Because you got to plan it out just a little bit. Like, you got to get people together. Whereas... if I just want to do whatever I want in Destiny, I don't have to do that. I think that's what I've been doing. Just bouncing from activity to activity to activity to activity.
At this point, you don't really have to plan it out very often. I'm sure there'd be a couple of people who've done it that'd be happy to drag your ass through it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not Ghost of the Deep. This is just, you know, this is a 30-ish minute run that's pretty painless, honestly.
I could do more raids too, though. I think I've only done Crota like 7 times. And I'm sad about that.
That needs to be changed.
Well, I don't know about that. But I wouldn't mind running some other raids. Like, I like the other raids. Crota's not bad, but it's not the best raid out there right now. I'd rather do, like, things like VOTD and King's Fall and... Fuck even DSC, to be honest.
Last Wish?
I hate Last Wish.
Oh, my God.
It's too long. Like, I like it, like, the first five times when something's, like, that long and amazing, but then, like, later on, when it takes, like, more than an hour to do a raid after you know how to do it, you're like, what the fuck? Why is this raid so long?
Well, lucky for you, Bungie's not in the business of making five encounter raids anymore.
Woo! They should, though, man.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah. I do like Last Wish, actually. I shouldn't be so mean on it. I think the first two encounters are really boring. The vault encounter is incredible. Absolutely. And then Riven's fine. If you do it legit, I get it, it's actually like pretty good. Like it's really fun. But that's pretty rare. And then Queenswalk is boring. Like, and people fuck it up all the time.
Oh, I don't know if it's boring. I like Last Wish because every encounter is mechanically interesting and the enemy density is basically correct, right? You don't ever feel like you're absolutely overwhelmed and there's nothing you can do about it. You know, it's in the pre-restoration design phase of the game, so they don't throw twice as many enemies as they did back then at you, you know?
Yeah, it's super annoying. I get that. And actually, you know what? You're right. When you think about it, like the mechanics of that, like what happened to Destiny? Like go back and look at Leviathan and then, in Last Wish, do the two of the major raids from the beginning. Don't think about the raid later. And every single one of those encounters are like, they're different. Now you get raids like DSC, you know, Ron, fucking Crota. They all use the same mechanics for every single encounter. It's really irritating. That's a really good point. You know, I haven't really thought about it too much like that. Like, Last Wish doesn't do any of that. Everything's different. You know? I mean, I guess you get the strength, those strength things in both the Ogre fight and the Queen's Walk, but I mean, it's still pretty. They're pretty different. Vault in comparison to the puzzle, in comparison to the DPS and door thing. Like, it's all pretty different. That's good. I like that. And then Riven, legit, is just not the same at all.
Just Bungie catering to the casuals some more, man. Making mechanics easier.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
That was a joke. That's true. The casuals.
It's still
playing PvP.
You can say that without saying you don't love them. Like they do cater now far more to. They started catering to free to play players when we went free to play back in a long time ago. I think that's when you noticed it getting worse and worse and worse. But then they were like, oh, let's make the game harder again. And then we're like, wait, what? You know what would have been better? If you just made all the raids have different mechanics.
Yeah.
That's a smart way of making a game harder. Yeah. You don't need to just make it literally harder.
Yeah. Make fun and exciting raid mechanics.
Yeah. Like, it's not like I don't like the raid mechanic that, say, is in Ron, but
yeah,
it's literally the same thing for every single thing, except for planets. Planets is a little bit different, which I'll give them props for that. But the rest, the other three encounters, identical.
When they do that, and I think our last mechanically somewhat complex raid was Vow,
yeah,
people get upset, like... To this day, you can go to the Bungie forums and find new posts about people complaining about having to know what symbols are in Vow.
Yeah, but even Vow uses the same system for every encounter. The only difficult part about that is trying to remember the names of the symbols. And once you've got that down, Bro, that better not be a fucking macro plan. I keep saying wardens in chat, or I'm going to beat your ass so hard. Sorry. The first fucking time it works, somebody's...
I thought you had chat closed.
I opened it up for a second, and that's why I just keep seeing Devilitos play Wardens over to Wardens. I don't know what to say. Say, Green, this is a 10 out of 10 podcast. You're the best. How is that hard? Close the chat, Grief. Okay, all right. I got to close the chat. I'm being bullied by the rest of my podcasters. Anyway, yeah. So that was my point. Like, I like VOTD. I think it's probably one of the better raids they've put out in a while. But even then, like, you know, I don't even remember the names of them. But they're basically all the encounters have the same mechanic still. Whether it's Caretaker, or whether it's Exhibition, or whatever that one is. What's the first one called? Acquisition?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Acquisition.
What's the third one called?
It was Exhibition, I believe.
Was it? Okay, so I got it right. I believe so, okay. Yeah. All right. And then, you know, Roll. It's all the same. Symbols, buffs, boom. Symbols, buffs, boom. It's a couple different things in different places. But yeah, overall the same. But good raid. Anyway, I guess that's besides the point. So shit, what's the last raid that had... I mean, I guess... I'm trying to think King's Fall right now really quick. It doesn't really use the same mechanics. That's nice. No. But technically that raid was created in D1. So... But that's funny because Crota uses the same mechanics all the way through the raid. Why is Mr. Rex so angry?
I was gonna say, you okay, Rex?
Hey, I'm just gonna leave it like this.
Oh, you didn't do that on purpose?
Uh-uh.
I thought you did. I thought you were like, I was like, oh shit, we're in for a mouthful. Oh my god, he's so angry. I don't know if he can leave it like that. I can't look at it.
There you go.
I could have dealt with it. It would have been okay. It would have been all right. It would have been all right. And Graham, there, misses. Oh, now you're sad.
I'm sad. Rick, no.
Yeah, it's because he has to deal with these fucking internet bimbos every day. Oh man, the internet. Okay.
The last mechanically complex raid that they put out was
Last Crown? Wish.
No.
Crown? Don't you dare say Crown. I'm sorry. No.
Yeah, I would say Crown. Listen, the boss room. I realize the boss room is widely considered to be one encounter, but it's not. It's like three different encounters in one. And it's complex enough where when you have to break people down into people groups, that's pretty complex for most groups to handle. When you're in a raid group, you know after the first encounter who is going to need a strong teammate because they're going to fuck up the last encounter over and over and over and over and over again. All right, you know. But if it's not Crown, the one before that was Scourge, and listen, Scourge was not mechanically complex. Scourge was a strike. I think my fastest Scourge is like 29 minutes with two Sherpies, you know?
Don't get me started on my fastest Scourge of the past.
And the one before that was Last Wish. So, you know, they don't make them like Leviathan and Last Wish anymore.
Yeah. My fastest Scourge of the past is under 14 minutes. Like, that raid was a strike. It was like the Crota's end of D2. When comparing it to D1 version of Crota's end. But yeah. So not complicated. Crownosaurus is not complicated. I'm sorry, I wholeheartedly disagree about Final Encounter. I agree it's unique because it's dividing it up and makes it a little bit more challenging. But again, the last two encounters, they're exactly the same. Just one of them is Galvran, the other one's Deception. Mm-hmm. And overall, mechanically speaking, you're doing the same thing over and over again. It's constantly go to the buff, swap it with the other person that doesn't have the buff, and just keep doing that. Still love it as a raid, but still.
Do you?
No, it was the worst raid.
I mean, you saw how many Sherpas I did in that raid.
It's even worse than Garden of Salvation.
I don't know. Garden is pretty bad.
I don't know. I never liked COS. You did my first COS.
I did, yeah. That was fun.
Yeah. And then I did three more, and then never did it again.
Yeah, once you got your Taraba, you were like, yeah, I'm done. No more.
I did get that, too. You're right. Yeah. I think that's exactly what happened. Yeah, yeah. And I've only done Garden like 10 times. I don't like those raids. Not a fan. Never liked either one of them. I did Scourge a ton, even though it was easy. It was like a dungeon. People keep calling it a strike, but it was more like a dungeon than it was a raid.
Listen, it's not a strike. Short as it was at least fun.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah. And there were some fun secrets you could find in the actual raid, like in the first encounter. Being able to get a tank and just drive around in it, that was fun.
Even though it was mostly useless and way faster to just leave it alone?
Correct, yeah. Yes. But still, it made for an interesting time.
My, still to this day, my favorite raid is Prestige Leviathan. So good. I love that they added mechanics instead of just added modifiers, you know, for... Like, right now, we get Master Raids, and they're just harder versions of the same thing. But back in the day, Prestige Leviathan, yeah, they would actually add mechanics to the fucking thing. And it was probably a higher light level. I actually don't know if it was higher light level. I don't remember.
It was. It was higher light level and more added mechanics. So I think, for dogs, it was instead of just the...
Well, it was eight dogs instead of six, or eight. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Instead of six dogs, it was eight dogs.
Yeah. Like,
making it slightly more challenging there.
What was Bath? Oh, that's actually a really good question. What was Bath? What did you have to do in Bath?
I know there was something extra. I just can't remember what.
Oh, my God. That's an interesting question. Anyway, I'll think about that in a minute. Gauntlet was you couldn't do the same... You couldn't stand on the same thing twice, I'm pretty sure.
Correct. Yes, you had to be consistently rotating around.
Yeah, rotating.
Exactly. Didn't you have to rotate around in baths as well?
Maybe that's what it was.
Maybe.
That was the general strat that I was using that I'm remembering.
Yeah, that was the strategy you would do.
Hold on, I want to look it up, to be completely honest. What was...
All right, while you're looking that up, what did you do in gaming this week?
I mean, mainly did some raids in Destiny. Did a Root of Nightmares and a Crotus End. That was fun. Did another Riven Legit on this past Saturday. Still a lot of fun. I love teaching that mechanic because it's not a difficult mechanic to learn. It just takes a few tries until you're finally like, okay, I see what's going on. I'm able to start doing this. So that was good. Played a little bit more Phasmophobia. Great game. Still love that game. And then messed around a little bit in Rome Total War. Remastered.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I was having fun winning battles that I have no right to win.
I mean, the AI is easy to manipulate, if you know what
you're doing. Correct, yes. It's like, oh no, my five units versus your entire army. What am I gonna do?
Yeah. Yep, I am familiar. I play a lot of Warhammer Total War.
So, oh, nice, yeah.
Greener, did you find what you're looking for?
Yeah, it seems that Bass is actually pretty boring. The Scions and the Bathers had more health and they're more aggressive. That's the only difference.
Alrighty.
Oh.
So they'll come at your plate a lot faster.
Oh.
And that's bad because the Bather had that purple shit, if I remember properly, that you couldn't stand in.
Yeah.
That when he died. Anyway, that's all it is. Anyway, and then I remember the last encounter had someone getting randomly teleported in, and somebody getting randomly randomly teleported into the Shadow Realm. Somebody else must have got randomly teleported out. That's the only thing. That's the only way it makes sense, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what would happen, and I liked that.
I really like that. I think maybe that's part of the reason I really liked, because I remember the Kallus encounter. I loved the extra mechanic. I don't know why. It made my day so much.
I dislike that whole raid.
Oh, wow. Ooh, and the underbelly? That's so much fun. Trying to figure that out. Like, the first, like, shit. I bet even by the end of it, I still didn't know my way around.
It doesn't have anything to do with the mechanics. I just don't like the aesthetics of the Leviathan. All the time running through it, all the gold, all the purple glimmer gem looking shit. It's too much. It was too much, like, of the same opulent shit over and over and over again. I got super bored of it after running into free temps.
Did you hate opulence when it came around?
Season of Opulence?
Yeah.
No, because Menagerie was fun and you could cheese it for too much loot.
But it was gold and purple.
The glitch. The Menagerie wasn't. The Menagerie was all fucking gringy and dark.
Oh,
and
yeah. It
nasty.
Looked like Crown of Sorrows, didn't it? Never mind. You're right. Fine, then. What was that other season that took place on the Season of the Haunted?
There you go. Yeah. Well, again, everything was dark and dingy and overgrown with egregore. There was mold growing off of everything.
You suck. All right, fair enough.
What did you play this week, Greener?
What did I play? Well, I did not play much Destiny. We already talked about that. I finished playing Ratchet & Clank, a Rift Apart, beat it, and then I put it aside. And I'm still making my way through... I'll give you my thought process on that in a minute. I'm still making my way through the DLC, the Resident Evil 4 DLC, Separate Ways. And, I just want to point out that the voice does not grow on you at all. So, for anyone who remembers what I'm talking about from last week and the week before, probably, god damn. If you don't remember, I'm not going to explain it again. Just, I don't like the... I will. I don't like Ada's voice actor and the story. I won't get into it again. Poor girl, she ever watched the stream, she's going to cry. Because I talk about it so much.
I'm going to put her picture on the thumbnail for this episode. I'm going to call it We Hate Her. That's going to be that.
I feel bad. Are you going to put her actual picture or are you going to put Ada's picture?
No, it would be Ada's picture. You're not going to put somebody's real face.
Why not?
I'm just kidding. That would be so cool. All right, you got it.
No, don't. Don't do it. What a disaster. He's Googling it. I can hear him clacking away. All right, and then I played a little bit every night for like 30 or 45 minutes. I've been playing a little bit of more of Meet Your Maker, which was the game I was talking about last week, where you build like death traps for other players to try to conquer, and then you conquer other players' death traps. And then you can watch other people play your thing. And watch them die over and over again if you've created a good one, or just watch them steal all your loot over and over again if you have a bad one. It's pretty fun. So I sit down every night, and the first thing I do is I open up my recordings to see who played my world and how many people died on it. And when the numbers are really high, I get like a little giddy, and then I watch the recording and watch them die over and over again. And clearly, like, it's funny how you can watch somebody's character in first person, but you can see them physically getting mad at the game. I don't know how that emotion comes through, but it does. Because they start getting sloppier and they start getting aggressive. Sometimes they just wildly shake the joystick around. Just like, ah! It's a good time. It's a good time. But I haven't spent too much time on it. Basically, what I do is, how it works is, you can have up to like 5 active maps at a time, but you know, I don't have that much time. So I created my one map and I focus on it. It can run for 12 hours in active rotation before you need to like recharge it and put it back in rotation. I think they kind of do that way people are playing active people's maps rather than playing just like you could turn a map on and leave it there forever. So it's only running active rotation maps, because when you go back into it, like when I go in the morning, my map's offline. And I have to farm for orange materials. I don't know what they're called. And once I have enough, I can reactivate it. As long as I have enough prestige points, which means I have to have killed enough people on my map to get prestige points. So, anyway, that's basically what I do every day. I log in, check out the recordings, have some fun, check out how much orange mats I have, and then how many other people's things I need to beat. To go, so I'll have enough mats to reactivate my thing, and then I log off. That's my like gameplay loop at the moment, and I'm having fun with it. I'll probably play it for, I don't know, maybe another week or two, and then I'll delete it and never open it up again in my life. But it was a fun game, and it was free on PS Plus, so whatever. I'm not gonna complain. They still got like all these DLCs for these seasons. Like they're trying to sell season passes. I don't know if there's tons of people buying that stuff or not, but I'm not that interested in the game. Some people might. That's not me though. Sorry. I think that's okay. Ratchet and Clank, real quick. I powered my way through that game. Like, I think those kind of games are fun, but they're not like. It's really hard for me to actually go through a game and ignore side quests, and ignore getting upgrades and ignore doing stuff. But I was able to do it with Ratchet and Clank. I did it and I beat it and it's over and I deleted it. And I said, that's good. Okay. Because for some reason. And that game was fun. What a silly little fun game that looked great, played great. The story was good enough. The acting was incredible. Like, Insomniac knows how to pump out a game. Like, I don't know how much time they spent on that. But, you know, everything just looked good. Felt good. And if you're all about something like that, like, that's not really technically my style of game, but I had a good time with it. And then I put it down, and that was it. But I don't beat all the games I play. So, I mean, that's got to mean something, right? I think, I don't know. I don't know how long I played it for. I'd like to know, actually. I wonder if it shows on your PlayStation app how long you played a game. My guess would be like 12 or 13 hours, probably, and I was able to beat it.
Sounds about right. They're not, normally, those kind of games aren't intended to take up a whole ton of your time.
Maybe. Okay, let's see here. That would have been neat if that was on the app. That's unfortunate. Sony, add that shit to your app. So I can see how long I played for. I definitely have a save file on my PlayStation, so I could check it and maybe report back next week if I remember. But oh, I might have to download it again to do that. So yeah, you're probably never going to find out, chat. Either way, it wasn't super long, and it was fun. It was a good time. So if you have PlayStation Plus, pick it up. It's still free. It's in the PlayStation Classics, Must Plays, or whatever. So I was trying to think if I played anything else. I know I'm going to. Oh, no, I installed the new the Jedi game with the new Jedi. Or not the new Jedi game, but it's new-ish. Came out this year, I think.
Survivor?
Yeah. So I am going to play through that. I haven't touched it yet, though. And anyway, on this big kick, trying to play a bunch of games because, like, I always focus so much time on other stuff that, you know, just I never got the chance to get through a bunch of things. So I'm gonna finish Separate Ways. I think I'm right at the end of it. I'm gonna force myself not to platinum Resident Evil 4. I'm just gonna delete it once I'm done. I'm gonna play Jedi Survivor. Then I don't know what's next. Something's going to be next after that. But I'm going to keep going on this little trend of beating games that are on my fucking, in my library on my PlayStation. So eventually I have to sit down and try Starfield and play more Baldur's Gate 3. But I don't know. Neither one of those games really drew me in. I know, fucking Baldur's Gate fans are going to have a stroke when I say that, but... I don't know. It just never pulled me in like everything else. I don't know how far. I don't think I'm very far in, though. I just like got to some goblin camp, and I was just like, oh, this shit's boring.
It's all right. Not every game's going to hit for every person. So.
Yeah.
Nope.
I hate when everyone thinks something is like fucking... I mean, it's one game of the year. And every time a game is one game of the year, like, if I haven't played it, I played it. And I ended up absolutely loving it. Just not that one. Not that one. But I want to give it another shot to give it the opportunity to wow me somehow.
There's still some Starfield stands out there. Seeing that Starfield is Bethesda's like lowest rated game, still mad and claiming that everybody should love it. You know?
I mean, did you see whatever. There's a bit of Starfield controversy this week.
It about won the developer responses or about the Steam Awards?
The developer responses were... That was a while back, yeah. Pretty sure. But the Steam Awards thing. So it won Most Innovative Game of the Year. And
yep. Pretty innovative.
You got the Starfield stands hopping on the internet immediately to go, see, we told you. And then you got everybody else going on the internet. They're like, this is a troll award. You didn't actually win anything. And then, for example, they used, I think it was Labor of Love from 2019? Maybe 2020. Maybe it was last year. Shit, I don't even know. Anyway, it was a joke on Red Dead Redemption Online. Basically, that game or that award stands for game that's most like updated or something. Mm-hmm. Labor of Love, and Red Dead Online had won it in the year that I got zero updates. So they're using that as like, this is why Starfield won Most Innovative, because it's a joke, and so is the game that you love. But they won't listen to it. They won't listen to that argument. They refuse to listen to it.
I don't... I can't get that argument, Greener, because what other game out there can you hop on your ship at Earth and spend 10 hours flying to Pluto only to find out Pluto's not actually a planet? You get there...
It's just a flat texture. Out,
it's just a low-res JPEG in a sphere... That when you get too close of it and get inside of it, you disappear into it. And then to get out of it, you have to fly another 7 hours to get to the other side before you can see anything again. It's, you know? Listen, they're letting you explore space only to find out space is full of JPEGs.
It's crazy. It's crazy. If you physically want to fly from one planet to another, go play Elite Dangerous. Because that shit, that you can do that shit. And you'll crash right into the planet. The planet exists. The suns exist. They're all the real sizes. Just FYI, if you ever want to play a game that actually does that properly, that's the game you do. And you can't even like some people say
play No Man's Sky.
Well, some people will say No Man's Sky, but there's a certain point where even flying from one star system to another in No Man's Sky is fast travel. Mm-hmm. Where is in Elite Dangerous, you open up your map. You say you want to go to this star system. It shows you the coordinates you need to go. And then you need to get yourself into the proper gravitational alignment with your current sun so you can warp out of that sector. And then you need to be able to get to the exact point in space to get pulled into the gravitational pull of the solar system that you're going to. And you can't go past it going too fast or you won't get pulled in. So you got to hit the escape vector at the right exact point and the right exact speed, and then the gravitational pull will pull you into that system. So that is having the planets all in the same, the actual universe that you're living in, okay? No fast travel. None of that nonsense. Actual planets, actual suns, all in the actual places they're supposed to be. And that's why I used to love that game so much, because of that. But, mind you, it takes a long time to do anything.
It's boring. I'm sorry. That's not boring. I played Elite Dangerous.
That's incredible.
And it gets boring quickly. The novelty of what you're talking about wears pretty quickly.
Never wears off. When you're about to drop yourself into the orbit of the sun that you've been trying to get to for a week, and then some asshole pulls you out of the gravitational pull with a tractor beam just to pull you into an asteroid field where you have to dogfight a bunch of pirates. Oh my god, I love that shit. Let's fucking go. Elite Dangerous. Yeah, what a game.
Good thing you never got into Star Citizen.
I fucking hate Star Citizen, man. That game sucks. If I wanted to play a game with 12 FPS, I'd play Star Citizen.
I mean, that's a budget issue on your side, right?
No. I have a good computer. Everything else runs a 4K. 120 frames per second, apparently. Ray tracing, you know, all that stuff. But to try to run fucking Starfield, the very first hallway you have to walk to the elevator, it's like 10 frames per second. I shut it off immediately, and I was like, never playing this game again.
Did you try downloading more RAM?
Such garbage. And then did you see the Star Citizen like shit going on today?
No, I don't really follow Star Citizen because the game's been an alpha. It's the most expensive alpha test that's ever existed.
They just released a new package. You know how they've been known to sell like uber expensive like starships that you could buy? They just released a $46,000 package.
Yeah, and somebody's already probably purchased one.
Oh, a bunch of people.
Yeah.
It's got the biggest ship in the game in it.
Yeah.
Of course you buy it. $46,000.
Why?
Why did they release it, or why are people buying it?
Because some people have $46,000 laying around.
Well, these people want the game that Star Citizen developers have been promising for 10 years. They want it so bad they're willing to fund it. And, I don't know. I don't get it. The amount of game that Star Citizen has there is a fraction of what a third or a AAA developer could do, with the budget that Star Citizen has garnered. Like, a AAA developer could do 10 times more with the money than Robert Space Industries has done with the money. And I don't understand why people are still paying into it. Because eventually one day it'll be the game they want. Like, that's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. At least they launched their single player version of the game, I think, recently. I don't know, a year ago? Fuck. Maybe it's not out yet. It's got Mark Hamill in it. Some other famous actresses too. Actresses. I don't know. That's where they spend all their money. Mark Hamill. I don't know. Anyway. It's probably a good game. I don't know. But I'm not going to play it. So, whatever. I don't have time for that shit anyway.
All right.
I like the concept.
How about some Destiny news?
Now! Destiny's boring.
I mean, there isn't any. but you know.
Yeah, that's true. Destiny news. Okay, so the Bungie Foundation Game to Give stuff is opening up, and the ship actually looks awesome. So I'm definitely going to donate to get a ship this year, FYI. And I was looking at, like, the fundraising rewards that you get for that, and I was like, shit, should I fundraise for Game to Give this year instead of Extra Life? Because some of those rewards look awesome, and they're all Destiny-related, which makes sense. But then again, I would feel like I'm betraying Extra Life, so I'm probably just going to keep doing Extra Life. But the thing is, you could work with Bungie to do Game to Give, which, you know, it's what we want. But here, milestone rewards is what we're talking about. Wait, is this? This isn't even this year. Never mind. What the fuck is this garbage? Games to Give. Where is the real page? I am so confused. All right. We're going to have to go on Twitter and get it from whatchamacallit.
I'm just gonna DM it to you.
Are
you?
Let's go, baby. DM, DM, DM.
This is the one they tweeted out. Like, they just tweeted this out like 15 minutes ago. That's the link they tweeted. Yeah.
Cool. I've seen this link like months ago. Not months ago, like 2 days ago.
I mean, they just tweeted it out again.
Again.
15 minutes ago.
Okay. Anyway, what I'm looking at was the fundraising rewards. Okay. So if you fundraise $100, you get this. Maybe I should show it. Do I have a show screen? Hold on. Yeah, let's do this one.
So okay. You're talking about the Cosmic Tune ship?
Yeah, first off, cool. Yes, this three credits, this ship right here, I think that looks really cool. So you can get that for $21.
Mm-hmm.
And that money goes to charity. So I think that's a super sweet deal. This Universal Constant emblem looks cool too. So another $28, you can get both. And then these are vault emblems. So I assume these are just emblems that have been, you can't get them in game anymore.
Yeah. Maybe? And it's basically $7 each. Now, the interesting thing about the vaulted emblems is that if you go and look up some of these emblems on eBay right now, they're going for way more than $7. And a lot of people aren't going to know about this. That this is going on, and so the people that sell emblems will come here and donate to get these emblems to later sell on eBay.
Well, fuck me sideways. Well, as long as charity makes money, I guess it doesn't matter. Okay. Well, anyway. So, yes, those are all neat. Those all look good. Those are all perfect. Boom, boom. Cosmic Tune, Universal Constant. Like, I'm going to probably get those two. I don't really care about these emblems at all. Now, the fundraising rewards is what I was looking at. So I was like, oh, damn, I raised $100. You get that? I was like, that's a pretty sick emblem. And then I was like, raise $500? I was like, damn, that's a pretty sick emblem. And then I was like, raise $777. I was like, that ship kind of sucks. So let's keep going. And then,
like for instance, the Seeds of Hope emblem that's on here, third column, three down.
Yeah,
that emblem right now on eBay is selling for a median price of $250.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why I saw a tweet earlier that says, "Damn, some Bungie players really like emblems. Our Destiny players really like emblems."
Indeed.
Indeed.
Okay, so once again, 777 pale blue dot ship. Like, I don't know how this ship made it here and then this ship made it here, because this one is way cooler than this fucking ugly ass piece of shit. What's this? That's a pretty cool transmat, actually. So you get the transmat too. like a pixelated transmit. Anyway, so $1,000 game to give gamepad. Boom, $50 budget store gift card. Not bad. $2,500 inclusion in the Hall of Fame poster and a digital copy. So there's going to be a Hall of Fame poster for $2,500. I was like, shit, I could be put on, we could, like, Shadow Gaming could be put on some Hall of Fame poster. That's cool. Because $2,500 is nothing for us, technically. We did $10,000 last year. And I was like, shit, could we do $2,500 in this? And then do the rest in Extra Life? And then this one, they just give you a physical version of the Hall of Fame poster. And Game to Give custom jersey, which is also very cool. It's all cool. It all looks cool. Look at this goat. Look how much money he's going to raise. Holy shit. That's $1 billion. Wow. Good luck, dog. I hope he gets it. Yeah. That's his goal. $1 billion. Man, talk about shooting for the stars.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
I mean, hey, if he can do it, that's awesome.
So greener.
Yeah.
Another little fundraising thing for another tattoo?
No. Nope.
No?
Never a fucking
You're done?
Again.
You're done? Okay. All right. He got his tattoo finished today, by the way, folks.
Yeah.
And he didn't have a good time.
I did not.
Not enjoyable. He did not get an endorphin high.
I don't understand anybody. Like, I've talked to so many people recently that are like, they're not that bad. They're not that bad. They're not that bad. And I get people have different pain tolerances, and I've been trying to figure out why. Like, I must have the lowest pain tolerance in the world. Because there is no way in hell that anybody that went through what I went through to get this tattoo on the back of my calf would ever choose to do that again. In the history of anything. Like, it was bar none the worst experience of my life. I said that last week. And I said, I've had family members die. And this is still the worst experience of my life. Because it is, man. It's
besides this, what's the next worst physical pain you've gone through? What are we comparing this to?
When I was in high school, I fractured 3 of my vertebrae.
Ow.
That might be the closest, and only because that pain lasted so long, because it was a healing process of like 3 to 5 weeks before it wasn't like excruciating to move. That's probably a good example. I would almost rather do that again. Because the pain wasn't as tense in clusters. It was just constant pain. Which is not that bad. I was trying to think of anything else that really... Like, that I really hurt myself doing. About 13 years ago, I cracked my 3 of my ribs. And then I had sex the same day. And it hurt a lot to do that. But I wasn't going to stop because I had just met the girl and I had to impress her.
Okay, so let me ask you. If you were having sex in the middle of having your calf tattooed, would you stop?
Yes, absolutely. way I could keep going.
There we go. All right.
So, yeah.
Legit, the man would rather break bones than get tattooed again.
Absolutely. That's not even a question. Yeah, I would go through that again. Hands down. And that takes a couple of weeks to heal, too. It's just not worth it. It hurts that bad. Like I said, it's just... I must... Either everybody in the world is lying to me, or I have the lowest pain tolerance of any human that's ever existed. There was even a woman in the tattoo parlor today. She had a whole sleeve and she was getting her fucking elbow done. Her elbow right here. Today she was finishing it off. And I was not shy about how much I didn't like getting my tattoo. So when we were walking out and we saw her. She was getting her photos taken for the artist portfolio. My artist looked at me. He's like, could you do that? And I said, no fucking way would you ever catch me doing half of that. She is out of her damn mind. And I walked out. And I was like, I hope I never fucking see you again, dog.
And then they all had a conversation about how much of a bitch you were after you walked out.
That's fine, man. I don't care. Like, yeah, I just don't.
I'm really interested to see what my reaction to getting mine is going to be.
Well, you let me know, to be honest. Like, I want it to not be as bad. I hope you have a good time. But also, I want you to kind of know what it felt like for me.
Yeah.
Well, I do, though.
All right. Do we have any other news besides the Bungie Foundation? Not even any Bungie accounts have really tweeted anything recently, except for something today about Bungie Help posted earlier today about they're taking the togetherness modifier out of the coil rotation because people really don't like having to stand close to one another to heal. So.
You know. I didn't mind that. That one was in there a couple weeks ago, and that wasn't that bad. I didn't think that was that bad. It's better than whatever one you were talking about today. I forget the name of it.
Detrition, where you got to pick up the orbs in order. Yeah. You have to pick up the little orbs that heal at all to start regen.
Yeah. But whatever. Oh, man, I'm just thinking about that tattoo. Yeah, man. I can't handle it.
You're sitting here with tattoo PTSD right now.
I don't get it. Like, I don't get how people do it. I really don't. Is there a product out there that helps people get this done without that much pain? Like, did I totally miss something? Like, do people just...
They don't want you on anything while you're getting a tattoo.
Oh, man, I'd love to just fucking smoke a giant doobie before I go in there if I had to go in there again. Like, I don't even get high, but I feel like if I just got super high, I'd be more concerned with my high than I would be the pain. Or maybe it would be worse. Oh, no. Oh, that would be a disaster. You imagine it was worse? Fuck. I don't know. And then every time I'm getting it, I'm like, if it was just somewhere else, it would be different. But that was the same thing on my arm, too. When I got it on my arm, I was like, oh, I don't like this at all. But it's probably because where it is. I'm not used to touching that part of my arm. And then he was doing the calf, and I'm like, okay, this is way worse. Like, this is way worse. Well, why did I choose the calf? Why didn't I choose somewhere else? And I think it's probably always just bad. It's probably just not fun. Anyway.
So well, listen, the only way you're going to know for sure is if you get one more in a one different spot. So.
If I got another one, I mean, everybody gets them on their arms, right?
Yeah,
and they say that's probably the best place to get them. So maybe I get one more on my bicep, and if it's just as bad, then no more. No more. And the one I do on my bicep is going to be like a quarter of the size, just so it gets done in like fucking 20 minutes, and I'm out of there. And I'm like, yeah, no fucking stabbing me no more. You're all done. At least Bruticus say calf stats suck. So good job, Bruticus. I said that the other day because my first session was 3 hours. And the first thing that Falky said in the SGC chat was 3 hours is nothing. And I just said, fuck you, whatever. It was the worst experience of my life. Nothing. Nothing, they say. Nothing. I'm going to smack them in the face. But I also want to know if people are doing it. I want to know if people are doing it and feeling the same thing I did, or if I legitimately just have a low pain tolerance. If I just have a low pain tolerance, then I'm fine with I'm fine with people saying, oh, yeah, I can do 3, 4, 5 hour sessions. Okay, yeah. All right. But if I find out that this is what they're feeling and they're like, oh, that don't hurt, they're all insane. All of them. Because that's a lie. They're all lying. It's all one big conspiracy. Like the fucking aliens attacking Miami right now.
Okay.
Did you guys not hear about that? Pay attention to the news, you weird gamers. Okay, so there was this huge police response at the mall in Miami on January, like, 1st or 2nd. And there's just recordings coming out of it now. But basically, probably one of the biggest police responses you've ever seen. Probably upwards between 60 to 100 police cars, all sirens, lined up for kilometers down the road. All converging on this one point. And it's a mall in Miami.
I love this headline. There were no aliens. Miami police clarify after fight.
See, I'm telling you right now. But so the media, to be completely frank, like the police response was ridiculous. I've never seen anything like that in my life. But according to the media, like the media that's reporting on this, it was initially like a false gun scare. Like report that there was a shooter, and then that just erupted into there wasn't actually anybody shooting. There was just fights happening and taking place, and then so that's what everybody's reporting on. But it's they're all little different variations of a similar story. But then the conspiracy theorists are like, no fucking way, no way. Our 75 cop cars showed up for a shooting. There's just no way. You've never seen it in your life. You hear about a shooting at a Walmart, and there's what? Five cop cars there? Six cop cars? And, you know, and these conspiracy theorists are showing these videos of, you know, this was the shooting in Las Vegas. There was only, you know, 14 cop cars. This is the shooting at Parkland. There was only four cop cars. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, little videos of all these things and all this stuff going on and happening. And they're like, no. There's reports coming in from people that were at the mall that they were being attacked by 10-foot black shadows that were teleporting inside the mall. And that's why the police response was so big. And then there's these recordings for people way up in these tall, tall apartment buildings in Miami. And they're claiming some of the recordings that they're getting have the big aliens in them. But it's like, it's really far away. They're like 35 stories up, and it's just people walking around on the ground. But some of them look big, and they're like, there's the big dark alien thing that's 8 foot tall. Anyway, so there's a big conspiracy right now that that aliens attacked a mall in Miami, and the police responded unjust, and now they're covering it up. So that's kind of how that led to that. But the description of the aliens is the same description of the aliens of that thing that happened in Vegas last year. So
it must be true.
It must be true. Yeah.
Yeah. Gotta be.
And have you ever seen 60 cop cars show up to one call?
Exactly.
Ever?
Like, I mean, we had some of those riots from back during the police brutality shit here. That yes, I saw 60 cops respond before.
BLM riots.
Yeah, the BLM riots, yeah.
Or protests. Shouldn't call them riots.
Yeah.
Most of them were protests. Only the big ones turn into riots.
And even then, it wasn't everyone that was part of it. But neither here nor there.
Yeah, let's not get political.
I saw a guy here get shot in the nuts with a rubber bullet.
Oh, all right.
Poor man. Oh. It was all over the news. Every news channel that night was playing the shit in slow motion, and the guy's just running at he's running he's not even running at the police, he's just kind of stand he's running and then standing, and then you see, I guess they're not rubber bullets, so I think they're nylon now, but you see the thing, it doesn't even bounce off the ground. They legit just shot him square in the nuts. It might not have been a nylon, he might have gotten hit in the, it might have been a tear gas canister that he got hit with, but this, you see this soda can looking thing come flying into the frame in slow motion and just lifts him off the ground, impacting him on the groin, and then he just collapses.
Yep.
So,
oh, that's unfortunate. I had a buddy of mine in high school that a similar thing happened to him, except it wasn't a rubber bullet, it was a rubber lacrosse ball that got Yeah, it was during lacrosse practice, and he got absolutely nailed right in the nuts. And unfortunately for him, he didn't have his cup that day. No protection.
That doesn't sound good.
Oh, yeah, no, it was horrible.
Brutal. shit. Fuck. Alright, so yeah, aliens attacking Miami. And then rubber bullet shots to the nuts. I was just checking Bungie Hell's Twitter to see if there was any news on anything that happened in the last week. Oh, Epic went down there for a little while. Anybody who played on Epic wasn't able to play Destiny. And then, of course, everybody was complaining at Bungie about it. So they eventually just retweeted Epic status.
Yeah.
It says, we're aware of reports that people are unable to log into Epic Game Store. That was just them. It's like, shut the fuck up. Like, there's nothing we can do about it. What do you want from us? It's all of Epic. Fortnite was down. Everything was down. That's all the big stories. It's all the big stories from the world of Bungie today. We got another Catalyst quest. We didn't talk about that. I didn't do it. Has anyone done it yet?
I've done it. Yep.
Yeah. Was the Constellation even more fun to shoot this time? No.
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
what were you looking at?
I got a ping and I was distracted. Apologies.
Okay.
Hold a greener.
I said, was the Constellation? Oh wait, it's the same ping I got. Oh wait, no, you pinged me. What the fuck?
Yep.
All right. I said, was the Constellation even more fun to shoot this time than it was last time?
You know, I'm over that mechanic after the first time I did it.
Okay.
So, you know.
What catalyst was it this week?
It was the one that allows you to suspend more enemies.
So the last good one. Okay. All right. Sorry. I don't think Vorpal or Threadlings are going to make a big splash on that exotic. Just saying. Anyway. Okay. Perfect. Well, that's all the Destiny news I think we have. Yeah. Well, shit. You know, it's still been an hour and 20 minutes, and I feel like we've shorted out people. But in reality, that's all we're supposed to do, right?
They got all of the same great content they come here for.
Yep, that's right. It's a true story. I love it. Okay. So, I mean, let's just do plugs and go home. You got anything you want to plug?
When is this going out? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right. So if you see this before end of day, before midnight on Sunday the 7th, please take a moment to head over to the Donning Cookies channel on our server and vote for your favorite cookies. We've actually had a pretty good turnout for voting. We had a good turnout for the cookie recipes, and we had a good turnout for the voting. So maybe we'll do more IRL stuff for events going forward. And speaking of other events, I went ahead and announced early the Crimson Doubles 2v2 tournament that we're going to be having next month. So find a partner and start practicing with bows, and don't practice with Lamonarch or Wishender, because this season, this time around, I'm making a couple of changes. Last time I allowed people to have a special ammo weapon, and it turned into Crimson Days special weapons only edition. So that's not happening again. This time around, you're only going to have legendary weapons equipped, legendary bows equipped, and heavy is forbidden. So it doesn't matter what you have in your heavy slot. Don't pick it up. You don't get to use it. Not even Leviathan's Breath.
What?
So it's you and your partner, a couple of bows, and a dream. So that's what we're going to work out. I haven't even decided if we're going to ban exotic armor. We might ban exotic armor too, just to make sure it's focused on bows. So there you go. Probably not. Probably won't.
Ban abilities.
Except for Oathkeepers. Oathkeepers probably get the nix, but other than that.
Oathkeepers make up for the fact that Titans have shoulder charge and Warlocks have well. Or Rift, okay? So, no.
Well, maybe you should play one.
Maybe you should not ban the only exotic that makes hunters good.
You're not the event czar. That's me.
Yeah, well, I can...
Stay in your lane, Greener!
All right. You know, it's funny we make fun of that, but we invented that to keep him in his lane.
Yeah, I know. I know.
What a fucking... Whatever. I'm not getting into that.
Anyway, that's what I got. We're also going to have an event card, but I'm not going to show you the details of the event card until February hits because I don't want people to get started on it early. So, there we go. That's it.
Right on. Yeah. I don't really have much more than I do every week. If you want to be a Sherpa, please feel free to apply. We always love it when we see new faces coming around.
I have a Sherpa application for you, actually. I haven't
seen it. Yeah, I was going to actually reach out to you after this about that. Because they reached out to me.
I forget who it was. But...
Yeah. But yeah, so if you're interested, feel free to apply. And yeah, that's it.
I got to remember to put a link in the description. I don't think I have one in there yet. A link to apply, that is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right. I've got a couple things I'm going to plug. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. First off, if you've stumbled upon this podcast and somehow made it to the end, listening to us gabber on about nothing, which is pretty amazing, to be completely honest, that you're still here. But and now they're gone. No, I'm just kidding. we are the Shrouded Gaming Community. We play a lot of Destiny. We do play some other stuff, but mainly we focus our community on Destiny. But we'd love to have you regardless. You can check us out at ShroudedGaming.com. You can join our Discord at ShroudedGaming.com/Discord anytime you want. Hop on in, take a look around. If it's not your thing, cool. If it is and you play Destiny, join one of our clans. If it is and you don't play Destiny, maybe you can find something else to do there. Second, if you didn't know, in the description of every one of these podcasts, we give away silver currently. Sometimes we change it up and give away other things, but right now it's silver. So if you want silver, Destiny silver, that is, not real silver, you should check out our Discord server. it'll explain kind of how you can win every week. So good luck on that. Next thing was, I just wanted to let you guys know, moving forward, we want a little bit more... We want a little bit more activity on our socials, so I'm going to start doing random, like, in the Loyalty Point Redemption channel, things like, you know, prove that you like the YouTube video or that you downloaded this week's episode on podcast services, stuff like that. So just keep an eye out for those announcements, and you can get yourself some extra loyalty points until we eventually probably reset them. At the launch of the final shape, I'm guessing. It's probably when we're going to do a big old reset. Yeah, get some points, get some free stuff. If you didn't know, we do tons of silver giveaways. We do merch giveaways. We do we just did a Steam Deck giveaway. We don't always have the big ticket items like that, but that was all loyalty points. So earn them up, grab them, and buy some tickets, win some free loot. Or gamble them in our Twitch chat. Like, 50% of the people do, instead of buying tickets to win free stuff. That's at twitch.tv/shroudedgaming. All right, that's all for me. I've talked enough. Thank you all so much. Really appreciate you coming, listening, and have a good time. I want to say thank you to our guests, Mr. Wrecked and Dunk. Appreciate you guys coming out once again. I should keep calling Mr. Wrecked a co-host because he's here every week. So, not guests. It's whatever. It makes no difference. Anyway, thank you all for coming. Really appreciate it. Thanks for watching this weekend Shrouded episode 45. Good night. Goodbye. Peace out. That's it.
Bye.
Have a good one.